WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. No signs this morning. The number of COVID cases are starting to level off in New Jersey. Governor Murphy reporting more than 4,600 new positive tests on Sunday. More people are being tested, and that does contribute to the higher numbers. But the rapid spread is alarming to health officials, who again urged you not to travel for Thanksgiving and only host those who have lived in your household for at least 14 days. Governor Murphy on ABC's Good Morning America this morning did not announce any new restrictions. A lockdown is supposed to begin in Newark on Wednesday, extending for 10 days. Newark Mayor Ross Baraka says he's seen the numbers in Essex County and his city steadily rise over the last few weeks.
It would be irresponsible, criminal even, for me to know what happened in the past, watch this thing create itself again, and stand by and do nothing.
Baraka is imploring every Newark resident to shelter in place, only leave their homes for absolutely essential reasons. However, his office also did clarify this is an urgent advisory, not an executive order. A spokesman for the mayor told NJ.com there will be no specific enforcement by police. This was supposed to be a monumental day in Trenton, the passage of a bill legalizing recreational marijuana. Instead, voting sessions have been canceled amid a group of policy disagreements, including workplace safety concerns.
Ray Cantor of the New Jersey Business and Industry Association says the state needs to err on the side of safety in allowing high-risk industries to maintain drug-free workplaces.
Now, I realize that we may be holding cannabis users to a different standard than maybe alcohol users.
Senator Nick Scutari says employers can require that people not be impaired at work, but can't tell them they can't do something legal on their off time.
Constitutionally, the people have spoken, and you can consume marijuana in New Jersey starting on January 1st, and there's nothing that we can do to stop that.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 8:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next.
Spend the end of...
Now, New Jersey 101.5, fast traffic.
Parkway much better north of Woodbridge up toward exit 137. Early morning problems cleared. 1 to 9 southbound still very slow down to Route 78 by Newark Airport. Then a water main break still being worked on. And north and southbound 1 to 9 by North Avenue just south of Newark Airport. 78 problems cleared by exit 18 and by the Garden State Parkway. 202, 206 getting better by the Somerville Circle. Earlier accident cleared. 22 is better at Hillside. Route 130 remains closed between Adams Lane and Raider Road as at North Brunswick of down wires. Okay, throughout Ocean and Monmouth counties, Hudson River crossings, about 15 to 20 minute delays. Bob Williams, New Jersey traffic north.
Jill Myra, New Jersey traffic south. 73 is a little backed up around Marlton Parkway and 295 in the Evesham area. 295 northbound is slow at exit 10 up through to exit 11. The left lane is down for repairs. 55 north still solid with a backup. Exit 58 up through to Route 42. And we have a backup at 76 westbound at the Walt, coming off the Walt at 130 at that ramp. There was an accident and just cleared off the exit ramp. And New Jersey fast traffic is made possible by Trinity Rehab. Have you noticed more pain since you're working from home and leaning over a kitchen table or sitting on the couch? Trinity Rehab can help. They have EPAT, which gets rid of pain in as little as 3 5-minute sessions. No prescription to get started. Go to trinity-rehab.com. They're here for you. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 818 from the All-American Auto Group Traffic Desk. Shop today at allamericanautogroup.com. I'm Jill Myra, New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 8:05. All residents at a Paramus Veterans Home decimated by coronavirus have tested negative now. However, 5 employees have tested positive. They're in quarantine. The Asbury Park Press reports letters were sent to families last week. This is the same veterans home that saw among the highest death tolls of any such facility in the nation. State and federal investigations are underway. What is Black Friday shopping going to look like during this pandemic? For starters, in New Jersey, it's already underway.
Instead of a single in-store event, Walmart is hosting 3 separate Black Friday events and is offering some of its biggest deals online for curbside pickup or delivery. Walmart also is keeping track of the number of customers inside to stay within capacity limits. Target also continues to watch in-store traffic while offering most Black Friday Now deals for an entire week in stores and online. And Simon Mall Properties cities around the state also are offering more shopping options. For instance, Jersey Shore Premium Outlets has more than a dozen stores offering curbside pickup. Erin Vogt, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 8:06. We'll get an update on the forecast with Dan next.
Jersey Radio.
Spot on. Really enjoying the topic.
New Jersey 101.5.
Welcome. Now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
Scattered rain continues to track along the eastern edge of New Jersey this morning. Farther west, we're starting to dry out, but it's going to feel drizzly, showery, and gray for this morning. Now, this afternoon, we flip to sunshine, but it will get blustery, windy, and colder. Temperatures fall from the 50s now to the mid-40s by sunset. And tonight will be clear, dry, and cold. Frost is likely, a freeze is possible, lows in the lower to mid-30s. Mostly sunny tomorrow with lighter winds and chilly temperatures. We'll only make it into the mid-40s tomorrow. New Jersey weather made possible by NJ Diet. It's time to finally shed that quarantine fat. Lose up to 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days with NJ Diet. Call 855-5-NJ-DIET or log on to njdiet.com to see testimonials and schedule your appointment. That's njdiet.com. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow on the Town Square Weather Network on New Jersey 101.5.
Salem is 55, Hackensack 56, Manahawkin 57. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent right to your smartphone. The download is free from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.